January continues. Three things you can do to make your life a little bit better in 2020. Just small changes. A different expert every day. I'm Anna. That's Raven. Joining us, it's Adam Rilsky. He's the owner and chief instructor of the Assembly of Martial Arts Academy. Today, we're talking self-defense. Adam, are you a ninja?
Not exactly. No, not a ninja. No.
Oh, yeah,
you
right.
can't throw around the ninja
different system.
Term.
All right. I didn't know that.
They confuse you because so many people are saying the word ninja on television.
Right.
That's
right.
Fake, by the way. Adam, why don't we start with situational awareness? We were just talking about this in the studio.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're walking through a parking garage, obviously you don't want to be texting or looking at your phone or even talking on it. And you kind of keep your head on a swivel, looking back and forth just to kind of see what's going on around you. Don't let yourself get distracted, taking the whole picture, just in case somebody is lurking around and watching you.
When I go in a restaurant, Anna's app, I always sit with my back to the wall and I'm watching the door and I'm watching the entire room. And I've been doing that forever because you can see something coming. The simple fact is that if you saw the shark coming from 100 yards away, you could probably get out of the water before it got there.
The phone thing is interesting because
everybody's on the phone. They're counting on
it. I mean, the minute you said that, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, of course, if I'm walking through a parking lot, I'm checking my email. I'm responding to text messages. And like, one, I'm going to get hit by a car. But two,
that's a real possibility.
Yeah, I'm not even looking if somebody's coming up behind me.
People underestimate or they're caught off guard often by how savvy criminals are because they're looking for that behavior because they know, oh, I'm going to get the drop on this person.
Right, 100%. Yeah, I mean, they know what they're looking for and they find it and they... You know, and then they go and get it.
What do you think about mace? I had one. I don't know what I did with it. I carry a huge pocketbook. God forbid something happened. I would never even find that thing fast enough to be able to do anything with it.
Yeah, a lot of people that purchase mace, same story. You know, it is a weapon. You have to, you know, treat it like that. But it really does work. You know, it's also a deterrent. If you're carrying mace in your hand and people do see that, they're going to kind of know that you're prepared, that you're ready. And, you know, they may look past you because, unfortunately, there's somebody else maybe coming around that is looking at their cell phone that's not paying attention.
When I was younger, when you first start driving, much like you're looking out for anybody else, it would say, you know, always if you need to, your keys are in your hand. Mm-hmm. Remember we had that coworker, Anna, that had like a ninja star that looked like a cat's head on their
keychain. I remember. She also was nuts.
Well, she was nuts. I wouldn't even want to sit on that. I mean, imagine if you sat on that with your keys there. I mean, it'd be rough.
Can you imagine I walk into an empty parking lot and you know that fear that creeps into your chest, like when you just feel like, uh-oh.
Right.
What if I just made the announcement, I do not have my phone and I have my mace in my hand?
Yeah, well, you're letting them know, you know what, if you're coming in, I'm not going to just roll over and take it. I'm going to put up a fight, yes.
All right, Adam, so let's say you've taken all these precautions and yet there's going to be a physical confrontation. What do you do?
Every situation is obviously going to be different, but you know what? Once you commit to defend yourself, I mean, you have to commit to it 150%. You can't just halfway it because then it can work against you. It's all about reaction time. You know, the sooner you take control of the situation, the faster you're going to get out of it. They don't want to be arrested. They don't want to be caught. They thought they caught you off guard, but you flipped the script, and now you caught them off guard.
Right.
And you start striking and hitting, yell and scream, cause a lot of chaos.
Yeah.
So you bring people, you know, around, see what's going on, and hopefully discourage the person so they'll leave. Or you can definitely, you know, still hurt them with elbows and headbutts and different places to strike.
Oh my God, headbutts.
Anna needs a secret button. Where can she hit somebody?
Yeah, if I was being attacked and I was going to use my elbow or my head to hit somebody, where should I go?
Well, your head is, you know, skull, so it's about, you know, three times as thick as the rest of the bones in your face. So if you just lean your head down low, it's a shorter person's technique as well. Grab their head and just smash their head to the bridge of the nose. Even if you miss the nose, you're still going to get the eye sockets. You're still going to cause a lot of damage. You're hitting with a basically a bowling ball.
This whole conversation is giving me anxiety. I'm not even going to lie.
I like a good throat punch myself. Patrick Swayze. Larynx right out of there.
Let me make sure I got this right, just for my mental records. Sure. A shark you punch in the nose, a person you punch in the neck.
With your
throat,
face.
With my
or
face.
You can hit them with your head.
Good.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Right.
You know, good eye gouge. Always helps out. Straight to the knees. Sure.
Adam Rilsky is the owner and chief instructor of the Assembly of Martial Arts Academy. You can find them online at westhavenmartialartsschools.com.